Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know years ago we got a hold of some tapes that began to teach us about faith and about being free from the curse of the law and all those things. And I got so excited, I didn't hardly know what to do with myself. I'm bouncing off the walls almost. And so I went to my other friends, you know, and I said, hey, you got to hear this, man. I mean, this will change your life. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. They looked at me like, huh? And they said, tapes? You mean you listen to preaching on tape? I said, yeah, man, you got to try it. They thought, man, they don't want to go to church and listen for very long, much less do it during the week. So anyway, I imposed on them till they took a set of tapes, and I saw them a week or so later and said, so what about it? And they said, well, I'll listen to one or two of them. You know, it was okay. I thought, no. See, you don't understand. Every sickness and every disease, known or unknown to man, is part of the curse of the law. Deuteronomy 28 tells you all about it. And Galatians 3:13 says, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And they went, okay. No. We've been redeemed. You want to try to open up the top of their head and stick it down in there, you know, and say, get it. But they didn't. And 5 years passed, and we went off to Bible school and in the ministry, and 10 years passed, and 15 years passed, and 20 years passed. And I mean, our life is so radically different than what it used to be. I mean, we're at such a different place in so many areas of our life because the Lord's blessed us and taught us and brought us. And some of the folk that I gave those tapes to them, they're living pretty much like they were 20 years ago. And I was thinking about, I thought, Lord, what's the difference? They heard the same thing I did. He said, no, you heard it with faith. Right. You heard it with respect. Amen. They heard it like, okay, whatever. Despised it. Even though they didn't mean that's what they were doing, they did. Right. Does it make any difference how you hear something? Yes. Okay, here's the first point I'm going to introduce and we'll be closed for today. How you treat something shows honor. And one of the first and major ways that you're going to demonstrate honor is by how you refer to a thing. How you refer to something, what you call it, tells volumes about what you think about it, how you esteem it. Acts. And the 10th chapter and the 28th verse. You know, Peter had this vision up on the housetop. And this sheet came down. He saw all these unclean animals. And the Lord said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. And he was teaching him about the Gentiles being acceptable. And in verse 28 of Acts 10, he said, you know how that it is unlawful a thing for a man that's a Jew to keep company or come into one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. We'll get into this perhaps more later, but let me just introduce it to you. If you honor something, you refer to it with designations of honor. If you value your wife, you don't just call her my old lady. Did you hear me? Yes. If you value your father, he's not just my old man. No. Amen. I mean, this covers every spectrum of life. I had the privilege of serving under Dr. Kenneth Hagin for over 20 years. To me, one of the greatest privileges a person could have. Amen. And taught in the school, and I have students and alumni that I would see years later, and they'd say, well, how's the old man? I'm thinking, who? What? You know, old man Hagin. Well, they just told me a lot more about themselves than they meant to. Yeah. Right? This is utterly disrespectful.
Yes, that's right.
And see, do you understand we are still hurting from the rebellion of the 50s and 60s? We're still reaping when people tried to, everything was anti-establishment and anti-organization, and people tried to pull everything down to a common level. No titles, no nothing. We're just all the same. Some form of spiritual communism that they're working on. There is a difference.
That's right.
There's a difference in rank in the scriptures. We're loved the same. We all have the same privileges in Christ, but there is difference in position in the body of Christ.
Amen.
We'll talk about that later. And you hear these kind of things, people referring to each other. I've had children come up and say, you know, they're talking about Mary this and Mary that. And I thought, who's Mary? You know, my mother. Is it the most honorable to refer to your mother by her first name?
No.
You understand what I'm talking about? And people think, well, it's just a Southern thing to say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, and mister. No, it is not. It's a Bible thing.
Amen.
I said, it's a Bible thing.
That's right.
We're going to get into it. We're going to show you scripture after scripture where this was spoken about and heralded and shown to be important. I've heard ministers, husbands and wives, refer to each other as the pastor or as the woman of God or a man of God. That tells me a lot about their relationship. When I go to a church, I watch how those kids treat their mom and daddy. And it tells me volumes about that whole church. The respect is supposed to be there. It won't be there unless we pursue it. Unless we're hungry for it, unless we want to be taught about it, unless we teach our kids and we teach each other about it. Amen? There's been preachers that referred to the Bible as that thing. That thing. One fellow said this. He said, somebody said, well, you know, I can't find that in the Bible, what you're preaching today. He said, oh, that thing. He said, I'm way out beyond that. Well, he's out beyond where I'm going. No. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Watch your language, how you refer to things. I've heard people, you know, make jokes. So we lived right over there close to Oral Roberts University. And South Tulsa now is the finest part of Tulsa. The best houses, the best places. There used to be nothing out there. Absolutely nothing. And whether somebody thinks they like Brother Roberts or not, you have to be blind not to drive out there and see everything that's there.
Amen.
He couldn't have done that by himself.
Amen.
Those beautiful buildings and all those healings and all. I mean, he pioneered in TV ministry and the healing ministry. And I've heard people make jokes about money out there and jokes about him and jokes about those praying hands. You know, it was a standing joke around there. Somebody said, did you know those bronze hands had kind of slipped apart, but they got them back together? Somebody said, how? So how? They put some money up between them and they went back together. Well, I wouldn't even have told you that because it's so distasteful to me, except I want you to see that is really close to blasphemy. Did you hear that? That is not even remotely okay. If somebody starts to tell you not just that, but anything in that category, you say, I don't want to hear that. Because if you stand around with them and laugh with them about it, you are despising a holy thing of God. Even if somebody made a mistake, they're not your servant. Right? They don't stand before you. You don't judge anything about it. But if the anointing has ever been on somebody, even if they went off the deep end and ain't even serving God today, if they ever served God, if the anointing was ever on them, you must honor that place and that work, or elsewise you fail to honor God himself.
Amen.
So how we speak about the word, about the spirit, about the anointing, about God's representatives in all forms, shapes, and walks shows how much we honor him. There's no such thing as saying, oh, I love God with all my heart and I honor him with every part of my being, but I ain't got no respect for these people out here. Cannot be. Your honor for God is directly revealed in honoring people. Men and women and the things of God. Can you say amen? Go ahead and stand up on your feet. Let's lift our hands. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and then we're going to express something before the Lord. Now, I know not everybody was jumping the chairs today and laughing and running. But I tell you what, one thing I'm on a track of, we're going to have a more and more powerful move of the Spirit in this church. But I tell you what, I don't want a bunch of flesh. I want the real thing. Amen. And I know one of the big keys to this is how much we reverence and respect His Spirit. Amen. Amen. That we're, you know, yeah, we need to have fun. We don't get so sober and stiff that we can't laugh and have fun. But at the same time, how many know there's a line you don't cross of making light of the things of God or making fun of something? We don't cross that line. So believe with me. Release your faith. I'm going to lead you in this prayer. Say it out loud. Father God, we do honor you. We reverence you. We respect you. Your word, your spirit, your church, your things are the most valuable, the most precious things of all to us. Nothing in this earth compares to the value of you and your things. Teach us about this. Open our eyes and our ears and our heart, our understanding, to see the value. What you hold precious, we will hold precious. What you consider nothing, we will consider nothing. Help us to see what you see. See all things and all people the way you see them. If we have spoken foolishly, despising anything, forgive us of our ignorance and teach us so that we know and are aware of what is holy and good and precious, and we will honor you and thank you for honoring us. Hallelujah. Put up your hands. Thank him for doing it. Thank him for being so valuable, so precious, so honorable. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.